This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's been an outpouring of support from around the globe for the family of retired NBA great Kobe Bryant, who was killed in a helicopter crash just outside of Los Angeles, California. He and his 13-year-old daughter were among nine people killed while they were reportedly on their way to a basketball tournament for youngsters. AP's Ben Thomas with more on the initial report and Bryant's legacy.
Some folks were out here mountain biking this morning and saw an aircraft in distress that went down into the hillside.
That's Los Angeles County Fire Captain Tony Imbrenda describing a helicopter crash near Malibu.
We just know that it's multiple fatalities and there were no survivors.
The 18-time NBA All-Star won five championships with the LA Lakers, becoming one of the greatest basketball players of his generation. Bryant retired in 2016 as the third leading scorer in NBA history. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. federal health officials say that there are now five confirmed cases of the new China-based coronavirus and say they expect more. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Respiratory Disease Office said Sunday all five victims had direct contact with others in Wuhan, the Chinese city where the disease is believed to have started. All five are said to be in good condition, but they're isolated in hospitals. As doctors and health officials try to find out more about the virus, CDC says it's investigating about 100 suspected cases in 26 states. Chinese officials say 56 people have died and nearly 2,000 others in China have been infected. President Xi Jinping said China is facing a grave situation and experts and other resources would be concentrated at specific hospitals to treat severe cases of that illness. Again, 56 people so far have died from the virus now. This is VOA News. A video has emerged of a 2018 dinner at which President Trump appears to call for the then-ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, to be removed. Reuters' David Doyle explains.
It's April the 30th, 2018, and halfway through a dinner at the Trump Hotel, the U.S. president can be heard appearing to give the order to remove the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Get rid of her.
Correct.
Okay, get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out. Okay?
A video of the meeting emerged on Saturday and was obtained by Reuters from Joseph Bondi, the attorney for Lev Parnas. He's the former associate of Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and has been providing evidence to Democrats as a part of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Trump has said he had the right to fire Yovanovitch, a main figure in the series of events that led to his impeachment, which he did in May 2019.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Rescuers continue to desperately look for survivors in eastern Turkey in the rubble of a collapsed building after a powerful earthquake claimed at least 38 lives. Nearly 4,000 rescue workers combed through debris in freezing temperatures, helped by mechanical diggers. Turkish authorities say rescue workers have so far saved 45 people. There was more violence in Syria. In northern Syria, a car bomb killed seven. This as the World Food Program reports it's scaling up its operation to provide emergency food to tens of thousands of people in Syria's war-torn province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Humanitarian officials say conditions for some 3 million civilians in Idlib have become intolerable since Syria and its Russian allies launched a major offensive in mid-December to seize this last rebel stronghold. Since then, the United Nations reports more than 300,000 people, 80% of them women and children, have fled their homes in a desperate bid to protect themselves from heavy bombing and shelling. The United Nations reports more than 8 years of brutal civil conflict has pushed millions of Syrians into hunger and poverty. It reports the war has displaced more than 6 million people within the country and created a food crisis for more than 7 million who suffer from chronic food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Officials from Libya's two rival governments see fighting erupted Sunday as the country's east-based forces advance toward the strategic western city of Misrata. The further erodes a crumbling ceasefire agreement brokered earlier this month. A UN expert said in a report earlier that the Sudanese armed group from the Darfur region also joined the fighting recently on both sides. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.